tonight's game to maybe make this game a little bit grimier in terms of clogging things up, being a little bit more physical?
Yeah, you know, I think we did a great job of kind of using our speed to get on the forechecks to, you know, we had some sustained pressure at times. Our D did a great job slamming walls, but, you know, the time and space I think they had earlier in the season, we did a great job of angling, taking their time and space away. They iced the puck, you know, a bunch more times than they did the first period, so we were in the O-zone, their O-zone a lot more, but just a great effort by everyone. Everyone left it all out there tonight, and just happy about it.
What's a night like that like for you? Get in there in this series, you know, what's it like to step in the middle?
A little nervous this afternoon. Yeah, I usually take a, you know, a couple hour nap, and the heart rate wouldn't settle down as normally as a normal game, but you know, just wanted to keep things simple, obviously, get pucks deep, and this city is amazing. It's the whiteout, the crowd. Watched it yesterday, playing it tonight. Obviously, it's a little different, but just a great win. And they weren't as loud as obviously last game.
Scott, does your vast experience in the playoffs and just in the NHL in general make it easier for you to come in this situation and haven't played in a while?
You're out of sync a little bit. That first period felt like I was doing the Wingate test in training camp. you know, I was dying a couple times, but you know, the second and third, I felt a lot better. And you know, just try to keep things simple. It's, you know, my game is simple to begin with. And I just wanted to do a great job of that.
You can speak to this, Scott, because you played for Peter for many years. I mean, what is it about him that allows him to make the necessary adjustments, either to the lineup or to the game plan, that always seem to work?
He's a motivator, number one. I think that's his best quality. And, you know, nowadays, this new NHL, they break down so much tape and what we can do better in different situations throughout the game, you know, start a game to start a period, power play. So just give our whole coaching staff credit to be able to, you know, a couple minor tweaks, and we had a heck of a game tonight. So we just want to build on that, and going back to the Bridgie, you know, we want to have a great night.
How dangerous of a weapon is PK's point shot?
Yeah, he's got a bomb, and you know, he lets it go with time and space. He's really accurate with it too, and he scored a lot of goals this year. He's created a lot of opportunities for our forwards, rebounds, tips, screens, things like that. So you know, not just him, it's our whole decor that can get pucks through, and keep winning.
Did you see the real Pekka doing some magic? I think it was in the first period. You look more calm, you look more composed.
He did. That's Pekka's game. That's Pekka we know, and it's good for him to build like a 60-minute game like he did tonight. Take it back home, and you know, take the 3-2 series lead. So he's our best player. He's a guy we count on every night, and it's not an easy position. You know, the pressure sometimes gets to you, but tonight he was rock solid.
With all the goals in Game 3, was that the type of road game team wanted to play, keeping it low scoring, taking it back to Nashville tight?
Yeah, we've been a solid road team. We've held on the leads. We've been able to come back, all sorts of different things. But you know, just the way we played tonight for 60 minutes, that's winning hockey. That's why we're the best team during the regular season. That's what we need to do.